I see two VHS tapes on the counter, perhaps. I don't know, maybe they're Betamaxes or something. We can only see the title of the top one. It's called Stories Untold. The tagline is Four Stories, One Nightmare. Hey folks, welcome. It's October, motherfuckers. You know what that means. It's goddamn spooky, scary Skeletober season. And we're going to play through Stories Untold because, as far as I know, it's an anthology game that has, I can see now, four different episodes, which I think are different stories, maybe. I don't know. But I got this from Ben. A Ben of Dragoon Effect. I think he bought it for me for my birthday or perhaps Christmas. And he also got me Titanfall 2. And I think he also got me something else, but I can't remember what it was off the top of my head. So thank you very much, Ben. I'm sorry, I'm an ungrateful little weasel. But yeah, let's start up House... take two. Let's start up The House Abandoned, Episode 1. Devolver Digital presents. There's a camera. There was a picture of two kids. There's a camera. There's a keyboard. The function keys are on the left side. What the fuck? There's like an 8-track? Or a 4-track, maybe? There's a digital analog frequency thing. Digital analog? What the fuck are you talking about? Ooh, there's a cassette player? A little tape deck? We got a drill? We got an old wood grain TV? Stories Untold. Executive producer Omar Khan. Written and directed by John McKellen. Well, it's loading an image. The House Abandoned. Interactive horror adventure, it says on our... I guess our computer monitor? This is great for an audio format. We got a digital clock above us. It's 22:05 o'clock. Oh, the screen. Okay, on the left side, yeah, it's our monitor. On the right side is our keyboard with a cassette tape in it. Is it like a... What did... Like, you played games off of cassettes. Was that the Amiga? I don't know. You pull up to the driveway of the family holiday home and park the car. This is like a text adventure, I guess. It's dark, but it's as idyllic as you remember from all that time ago. You remember being told to look in the glove box before going in. It's good to be back. Well, let's look... Oh god, I can't fucking type. Look, glove. My mic is in front of my hands, and I guess I look at my keyboard when I type because I'm 6 years old. The glove box is closed, but appears to be unlocked. Open glove box. Inside is a key and a handwritten note from Dad. You take both. Look key. It's the key to the house. Look note. The note is from your dad and reads, "Hi son, hope you enjoy your break. You'll need to fire up the generator and back to get power and lights on. Also found something in the attic for you. It's in your room. Enjoy." Enter to continue. We gotta wait till the thing types out again. Hold on. Go around back? Will that work? I'm sorry, I don't understand. Go back. Go house. Go. It's gonna be one of these. I don't know what you are trying to use. Help. I'm sorry, I don't understand. Uh-oh, this could be problematic. How do you move go? It's just go, right? Go, what if I say go east? Look, house. What do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about? Being told, okay. It's gonna be, exit car? You open the car door, okay, and step out. There we go. The house is grand, sat perfectly amongst the trees. In front of you is the front door, and the yard stretches around the side of the house. Go around house. The door appears to be locked. You will need to use a key. No, I'm supposed to go to the... Go back house. No, go... Go side house. I gotta turn the generator on. The door appears... Okay, you know what? Unlock... Use key. You insert the key and turn. The door lock clicks open. Go house. You step inside the front door. You enter the house to the hallway. It's dark and you can't see anything. You feel a light switch next to the door, however. You use switch, it's not gonna work. We already know this. A click and nothing. There is no power. The note should say how to restore it. I know! Go exit. You step outside the front door. The house, yeah, is grand. Perfectly amongst the trees. I guess go yard? The yard stretches around the house. You take a walk around to the yard. There we go. The yard has been well maintained. You spent a lot of time here with your family on holiday trips. Good memories. Go back. No, not go back. Go around? Well, read note. Hi, son. Hope you enjoy your break. You'll need to fire up the generator around back. I tried go around back. Okay. Go. Yeah, yard's well maintained. Go around back. You walk back around to the front. No! To the front of the house! No! What? Go back of house. You step inside the front door. Not quite what I meant. Okay, give me one sec.
They must have amnesia. They forgot that I'm him.
Oh, okay. I'm in the yard and I said, look, generator. The description didn't tell me there's a generator here, but the fuel gauge is healthy and it is manually operated. Use generator. You switch the generator on and it whirs to life. The house is still dark. Go house. You walk right back around to the front of the house. Yada yada. Is there a input text faster button? It does not appear so. Go once again. Go house. You step inside the front door. You enter the house to the hallway. It's a strange sentence. It's dark and you can't see. You enter the house to the hallway. Is that a sentence? Because it seems like it's almost a sentence. Or I don't know if I'm just like. I slept a decent amount today, and I'm caffeinated, so my brain should be operating at like peak efficiency. But that sentence is a little weird. It's dark and you can't see anything. You feel a light switch next to the door. However, use switch. You flick the switch and the lights come on. The hallway is now brightly lit. There is access to the kitchen and living room here, as well as a set of stairs going up. Well, we gotta go up because we gotta go to the attic. No, wait, hold on. I'm gonna look at the note one more time.
We're smoking shit in a glass pipe, blowing the Lord's bubbles.
Okay, Dad found something for us in our room, so we'll go. Oh, fuck. This guy tells us about the hallway again. All right, go up. You walk upstairs to the landing. Ooh, fancy house. The stairwell landing. There is a bathroom and two bedrooms, yours and your sister's. Pictures adorn the walls, images of happy times. Go my bedroom. You walk into your old room. Your old bedroom, so many good memories in here, and it's been preserved so well. On the desk is a gift-wrapped box. Look, box. A large gift-wrapped present. The tag says your name. Open box. You unwrap the gift excitedly. Exclamation mark, ellipses. You can't believe it. Dad has found your old computer, a Futuro 128K plus 2! Exclamation mark. The exclamation mark is probably part of the sentence. Never mind. It's been preserved well in the attic and hopefully still works. Press enter to continue. I don't even have to think. Your old bedroom. Oh, never mind. On your desk is a Futuro 128K plus 2 computer and a copy of The House Abandoned. Yo, I've heard so much about that game. It's all still to be set up, though. Set up computer. You start to plug in the various cables and leads. The computer is all set up and ready to go. There is a game here, too. Use game. You put the cassette in the computer and press play. My real life in-game computer has it. Oh Jesus! It fizzled. It done did a spark. Oh, it's rebooting, I guess. Oh, I gotta now. I gotta reset my fucking digital clock. Oh, the screen's upside down. No, it's half upside down. It's coming back. Oh, it's a little glitched out. There we go. It's coming back. The house abandoned. I don't want to have to reset the fucking clock, dude. You pull up to the driveway of the family holiday home and park the car. It's dark, but it's clearly neglected. You remember being told to check the glove box before going in. You can't stand to be near this place. Check. Glove box. Inside is a key and a handwritten note from Dad. You take both. Read note. You don't recognize the handwriting. It says, get out, 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 get out the car, get out, get out, get out, get out the car, get out, get out, get out the car. Okay, hold on. Get out. Of the car, or use the car to get out? Because those are two extremely different things. Press enter to continue. You pull up the driveway. Okay, well, I'm gonna... You know what? Blah, it's still talking. Can't stand to be near this place. Let's see how the game interprets it. Get out the car. You force the warped car door open and fall out. The house looks abandoned. There is a yard to the side. Wood creaks in the wind, and all happy memories are gone from this place. There is no love here. Go yard. You step through the debris to the backyard. The grass is overgrown and weeds crawl up the side of the house. It's not a nice place to be. You clutch the note, needing to look around. I guess look around. I was going to use generator, but maybe it's not here. Look around. There is an old generator next to you. Never mind. Use generator. Ooh, my lights are coming back on. There isn't much fuel, but the generator starts up. Go house. You go back to the front of the house. It's got to tell me what it looks like. Hold on. And then once again, go house. The door appears to be locked. Oh, yeah. Use key. You unlock the door. The click of the lock hurts to hear. Go house. You reluctantly step inside the front door. Oh, I heard... You know what this is like? This is like that, hold on, I read this. I can't think and read at the same time because the text is entering my eyeballs. It's like that, what was that, Dread X collection game I played last year that was like this, where it was a text adventure and then things happened in the game and also happened in the house because I heard somebody enter the fucking door. Hey folks, we're back in Dread X Collection 5. We're playing, We Never Left by Fire Games. Pitch black, but your senses are punished. I think this game was 2017, so this would have been before that, because that would have been like 2021 or some shit. But anyway, pitch black, but your senses are punished more by the smell, stale air and damp. But your senses are punished more by the smell, stale air and damp. Okay, those two different sentences. This could not be less inviting. The note burns in your hands. You feel compelled to read it over and over. Well, if I feel compelled, read nope. It's too dark to read, but it feels weird to the touch. Okay, use switch. Is the switch still here? Afraid of what you might see, you flick the light switch. The lights flicker on and off. The walls are falling apart after years of neglect or worse. There are stains and trails all over the carpet, and the stench is unbearable. Whoa! Upstairs, the sound of the alarm clock is blaring. Someone else in the house. This can't be. Please. Please. turn off alarm. Holy shit. Somehow the alarm stops. You can feel the panic set in. That was cool. Oh, it says 9999 instead of 0000. You are still in the hallway. The noise has stopped, but you feel a presence. Someone is in the house. They should not be here. There's a kitchen and a living room adjacent and stairs leading up. The note feels disgusting in your hands. Well, let's just check that note real quick. I can't read the note. It's bleeding. Cool. Well, let's go upstairs, I guess. You head up the stairs. They creak. Same, but different. The landing has access to your sister's room, your room, and the bathroom. Pictures are all over the wall, but something is different about them. Behind the door, a phone starts to ring. You don't understand. Neither can he. Pick up phone. You hear him answer the phone. Your mind hurts and you taste iron. This is... Okay. Voices spill out of the phone into the room. Whoever isn't there should not be there. You need to hang up the phone. I do. Whoever. You consider the worst. I was a little bit... I wasn't 100% feeling this at first when it was kind of the janky text adventure thing, but it reeled me back in. I need to hang up the phone? Well, you know what? Hang up the phone. Relief. Same, but different. The landing has access to your sister's room, your room, and the bathroom. Pictures are all the wall, but something is different here. Go my room. The door is bolted shut with a 4-digit combination lock? Okay. Go sister's room. Jennifer's room is boarded up. You can't bear this. Unboard room? Is that a verb? I'm sorry, I don't understand. No, it's not. Look, what's around here again? Well, sorry, I don't know what you're looking at. I'm looking at everything. Look around. Lenny is bare and worn. Photos, door, and the wall, all misaligned. Well, let's go... Can I go attic from here? I'm sorry, I don't understand. I guess not. Go downstairs. You go back downstairs. You're still in the hallway. The noise has stopped, but you feel a presence. Someone is in the house. They should not be in here. There's a kitchen and a living room adjacent and stairs leading up. Go kitchen. You go into the kitchen. The kitchen stinks and feels completely unfamiliar. The tabletops are rusted metal and there's a carcass on the table. There is writing on the wall and the utility room door has a red X painted on it. Look, writing? In blood, the number 1986 is smeared across the wall. Well, look, carcass. You look closer, but can't tell what it is or what it was. Utility room. Look. Utility room. There's a red X on the door. You assume it's paint. Yeah, must be paint. It feels like the note. Well, let's go upstairs. I'm sorry, I don't understand. Okay, go back. You step back to the hallway. Your shoes are wet. You are still in the hallway. The noise has stopped, but you feel a presence. Someone is in the house. They should not be here. There's a kitchen and a living room adjacent and stairs leading up. Well, we might as well go living room. You enter the living room. The living room, although hardly an appropriate term. The furniture is threadbare and worn. The note is fixed in your mind. Dread fills the pit of your stomach. This is not a nice place. Look. Nintendo Entertainment System. Sorry, I don't know what you're looking at. Dang it. Well, let's go back. You return to the hallway. You're still in the hallway, yada yada. I wish there was a, like, press button to go to prompt button. Because we are about to go upstairs. You head up the stairs to where the noise came from. They stairs creak. A little bit of a typo there. Well, I guess I don't know if it's intentional because we go back to same but different. The landing has access to your sister's room, your room, and the bathroom. Yeah, we haven't checked out the bathroom yet. You enter the bathroom. The bathroom feels disgusting. Yeah, every surface is covered in a layer of oily grime. Sorry, I had to turn around. I thought they were talking about me for a sec. I thought it was like a break in the fourth wall twice. The sink is a haven for all kinds of bugs. Look, toilet. A broken mirror hangs above the dirty sink. Well, taps rested in position. Yeah, that's what I meant to look at. Go back. You step back onto the landing. Oh, and I gotta skip ahead a bit.
I don't give a fuck if I go blind. I don't need to see the price tag anyway.
What was I doing? Oh yeah, go my room. The door is bolted shut with a 4-digit combination lock. Input, use lock. You grab the lock. The lock is rusted, not used in years. The key in your hand weighs heavy, the note heavier. You grab the lock and can now input the code. 1986. The lock clicks open. Same but different. Yep. It's double key for SASMR. Oh shit. I gotta delete all this now. Hold on. Go my room. The door is closed. Okay, well, you could have assumed I wanted you to open door. You open the bedroom door and light pours across my Amiga, my 32X, my Sega Saturn. Go room. I'm not sure which room you would like to go. You're really not sure? You could use context clues. Go my room. You enter your bedroom. The bedroom feels utterly familiar. The walls are damp, but you've been here before. In front of you, a lone person sits in front of a computer screen. The lamp is on. The clock reads 99:99. You shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be here. You grip the note tight. Look, note? I'm sorry, Jennifer. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Dad. You haunt every step I take, even in this place. It was out of my hands, but you still punish me. I can be with you now. Press enter to continue. There is nothing left to do. I'm consumed and confused. This has to end now. If you say so, end now? You are pathetic. It was all your fault. Say it. It was all my fault. I don't believe you. Like, you mean it, please. It was... Hold on. Caps lock. It was all my fault. It was all my fault. Say it. I did. It was all my fault. F-I-N-A-L-L-Y. Finally. It goes black. And we finished episode one. That was pretty cool. And then we get the Stranger Things music. I'm sorry, I'm not reading the credits. Fork Parker, Devolver Digital published. Yeah, that was cool. All right, I'm going to do episode two immediately because I'm in it now. Oh, I guess I got to do an outro. Stay safe. Go rewind a cassette tape with a pencil. And I love you, I guess. No, rewind the pencil, I guess. Rewind the tape with the pencil, I guess. And I love you. confirmed. Yeah, there we go.